Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From VaughnQuest.com, Jesse joins us now. Jesse, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, man. So we've been talking to you about this forever. J.J. Peterson, Tennessee's number one recruit, is now eligible.
Yeah, I mean, that was breaking Austin Price. Got a hold of him. We've kind of gotten a tip. Had gotten a tip that Tennessee was getting some good news, and then Austin kind of serendipitously got him on the phone, and J.J. gave us the goods. And, you know, Tennessee's certainly been waiting for this present to get here. It's kind of like, you know, they got a nice early present before game one tomorrow. It's taken obviously much longer than many people had hoped or anticipated Santa to kind of come to Rocky Top. But it's huge news for the Vols, because this was one that I think Tennessee needed. J.J. Peterson is clearly an athlete that they're trying to build around for the future. And so the fact that they could get him, it's obviously, you know, his career trajectory is going to change a little bit now. I don't think he's going to have the expedited path in the field that some kind of anticipated maybe 6 months ago when he originally committed to the Vols. But, you know, he's going to be here on Monday. He'll go through the 5-day acclimation period. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him out there on special teams, here shortly.
Also, Jesse, I noticed you tweeted out earlier, 5-star athlete Quaveris Crouch, Vols playing in his backyard tomorrow, so a good chance for him to see them.
Oh, 100%. Mickey, that's a big reason why Tennessee kind of agreed to a game like this. It was the same reason they wanted to play in Atlanta a year ago, and while the previous staff had minimal luck recruiting North Carolina, Jeremy Pruitt and company have kind of hit the Tar Heel State hard, and they've already gotten a couple commits from here. They've swung and missed on a couple defensive linemen, but I think they still feel like they're in it with some other guys in this state. They prioritized in 2020s, but make no mistake, the number one guy they're going after from North Carolina is 5-star athlete Gavaris Crouch. Tennessee's on the short list there. It's a Tennessee, Florida State, Clemson battle. I think Michigan and some other schools are certainly in the mix as well, but to kind of get to play in front of him, and not only him, I mean, they'll play in front of him and a couple Providence Day kids that they won in 2020, and Porter Rooks and Jacoby Callen. They're playing this game in Charlotte for recruiting purposes. That's a huge reason they're here.
Let's jump into this matchup, Jesse. Obviously, less than 24 hours, we'll probably know who won at this point, unless it's going into several overtimes. So what do you anticipate?
It's a CBS game, so it may take a little longer.
Yeah, that's right. What do you anticipate seeing from Tennessee? And starting defensively, because Jeremy Pruitt will call the plays there, and so I'm anxious to see what Jeremy Pruitt's defense looks like at Tennessee in year one.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody is, just because it was, you know, a calamity of errors the last 2 years. I mean, they couldn't stop the run at all. I mean, you could have driven a car at times through some of those holes against Bob Schutz's run defense. And I honestly don't think Bob Schutz's a bad coach, but for whatever reason, the success he had at Vanderbilt and Penn State just simply didn't translate at Tennessee. And I think the Vols feel like they have some pieces that can, frustrate West Virginia. I think I mentioned it on Tuesday when you guys had me. I think the key to this game is going to be Tennessee's interior pressure up front. Can Tuttle, Kyle Phillips, and those guys kind of get after what I think is the weak part of West Virginia's offensive line? Will Greer only completed 35% of passes against pressure a year ago among Power 5 quarterbacks that are, you know, eligible for the draft. That was 37th out of 40th. So while he's, you know, this Heisman contender, he certainly has, you know, his limitations as well, and I think that's how Tennessee's going to attack them. The Vols are going to give up plays. I mean, this is a remade secondary. This is a run defense that still is largely unknown. So they're going to give up plays, but it's just if they can make a few plays, maybe force a turnover or two, then what can the offense under Tyson Helton really look like?
I'm with you on that, because they've got a couple of offensive tackles that might be NFL guys. So I think, yeah, get pressure up the middle on them, and I 100% agree with you on that. Mickey?
You still like your guy Kongbo? Is he still relaxed and ready to roll and all the things we've seen about him? Because when he got there, I think a lot of all fans thought, boy, this guy can wreak some havoc. Well, he has another chance to do it this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think the starting thing with Tongbo just needs to be, you know, if he can just consistently shed blocks, then he'll finally make some plays. I think that's been the biggest holdup in his game. He just hadn't been able to get off, you know, whether he was playing inside or outside. Now, he's finally comfortable in the spot that he's in, and I think confidence is going to be a huge booster for him. But him and Daryl Taylor and even Jordan Allen, the JUCO transfer, all those guys are going to, you know, rotate a bunch up front on the edges for Tennessee. Like Brad just said, I do think that West Virginia's tackles, though, are clearly the biggest strength on that defensive front. So maybe Conwell won't have the impact Saturday that he hopes to have the rest of the season, but he certainly needs to be a factor because Tennessee, you know, was last in the SEC or bottom of the SEC in sacks a year ago, and if this defensive turnaround is going to be expedited, you know, they need their former five-star blue-chip recruit to kind of play like it.
Jesse, appreciate the time, man. How do you see this thing playing out tomorrow?
I have it close, but I don't think Tennessee quite has enough firepower. I think Tyson Helton in the offense is going to look better. It's certainly the window dressing and cosmetically it's going to be better, but I think they're going to challenge West Virginia's cornerbacks vertically. I just don't think they have enough to kind of keep pace. So I see a one-score game. Tennessee covers the 10-point spread, but they lose kind of a close one in Charlotte.
I completely agree with that. West Virginia wins, Tennessee plus 10, though. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Good point.
Yeah, great work, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll catch up with you guys next week.